Now, let's all read our children's verses this morning, shall we? Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6 and let's read 3 verses. That's why we're all going to read them, because it's quite a great ordeal to read 3 verses for a wee boy or girl. We're going to read together verses 19, 20 and 21. And I think you'll know these verses quite well. They begin with "lay not" and they end with "be also." That is, if you're reading the same version as I'm reading. So when we're all ready, we'll begin Matthew 6, 19, right through to the end of verse 21. Are we ready? Let's hear you all read. "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." I wonder if any boy or girl got a letter this week. Any wee boy or girl got a letter this week? Or was this a week without letters? Anybody got a letter? No? No letters this week? Oh, something. Pamela, that's good. She got a letter. Right. Anyone else? You got a good. Nice to get letters. Good. That's lovely. Well, sometimes, you know, we get letters and we open them up and we say, oh, well, that's all right. I do that every morning. Close them like that. And sometimes you get a letter and say, ooh, that's wonderful. And it really makes our day. Our day's changed because we got this letter dropping through our letterbox. And that's why we should always open the letters anyway. And just to see what's in them, because something might be very important. A long time ago, well over 300 years ago, there was a man who lived in London, and his name was Tom. Tom Sutton was his name. He was about as old as the pastor, which is saying he's getting on a bit. But he was very rich, which is very unlike the pastor. He had plenty of money. He had lived a very adventurous life, Tom Sutton, and during his life, he had made a tremendous fortune. And because he was so wealthy, he had many friends. Lots of people were very friendly with him and say, "Hello, Tom, nice to see you," and all these sort of things. Even the king was friendly with him. The king was a Scotsman called James, and when he heard that Tom had a lot of money and he was always stony broke, he was very kind to Tom and asked him round to the palace for a cup of tea and things like that, you know. And Tom used to wonder, well, I wonder who really are my friends. You see, when you're very rich and you've got a lot of money, well, you sometimes wonder if people are being friendly with you for your money or for yourself. And Tom Sutton used to wonder about this. And then another thing which made people very friendly with Tom was he was not only very rich, but he was getting old. And there was nobody to leave his money to. He had no sons and he had no daughters. So, of course, as Tom got older, people got friendlier and friendlier and friendlier. And he was about the most popular chap in London. And he sometimes did wonder, I've got all this amazing amount of money. What'll I do with it? Well, one day Tom got a letter. And I'm going to read part of it to you. This is not the original, of course, or I'd be well off. But I'm going to just read a little bit of the letter that Tom got. It came through his letterbox one day. And it was written by a clergyman called the Bishop of Exeter. And he sent this letter to Tom. And this is what he said. "Gold is nothing in itself. The savage finds it. The camel wears it. The worldling admires it, and ruffians spend it, and none of them are any the better for it. Only good use of gold does any real good." Well, he had never had a letter like that before. Maybe he thought it was a cheeky letter at the beginning. But then he began to think, and he said to himself, "Now I have lots of money. And if I give it to the king, he'll just squander it in his big banquets and so on, send it back up to Scotland to his poor relations. So I think I'll do something good with it." So not long after he got that letter, he went out one day and he bought a great big property in London that had been vacant for a long time, 13 acres of it, right in the middle of the town. It was called the Charter House. and it had once been a monastery. And he said, now I want to buy this great big place that's lying empty. And the owner said, well, what do you want to do with it? Well, he said, now, there are lots of poor old men and women who have no home to live in, and I would like this big charter house to be a home for them. And it's so big, there are also lots of parents who can't afford to send their children to school, and I would like part of this big place to be a school for them. And you know, boys and girls and men and women, he spent most of his big fortune on that great big part of London, paid an enormous amount of money for it, and set up a pensioner's home and a school for boys with poor parents. And that school was opened in the year 1611 in the month of June. That's not the end of the story. In December of that year, Tom died. He had only made it by a few months. If he had waited any longer, he would have died without leaving a will. And of course, the king and the government would have got their hands in that money, and I don't know what they'd have done with it. Started a war or something like that. But you see, Tom was wise. He got this very important letter, and the letter said, really, what we've been reading, don't lay up treasure on earth. Lay up treasure in heaven. Do something good with what you have. And do it today. Don't wait, because you don't know when you're going to die. Wasn't Tom wise? And that place has been a blessing to many, many, many people down through the centuries. Hundreds of boys went through it, and certainly as many pensioners found a home there. Now, God hasn't given us all money, only some of us, not to that extent anyway. But if we have something, let's use it for the Lord Jesus. Let's make sure we spend it wisely and well. Give it to those who really need it. And there are many causes in the Christian work which need our support today. And do it quickly, because you never know when our life here on earth is ended and when God will call us home. And I'm sure Tom was a very happy man that he got that letter. And he not only read it, but he obeyed it, and he used his money for something that would do others great good and bring them good blessing. There's a wee verse that says, we lose what on ourselves we spend. We harvest treasure without end. Whatever, Lord, to thee we lend, who givest all. So that's a word for the big people, listen to it, as well as for boys and girls, to use the gifts that God has given us for God and for the good of others.